This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. In 2003, Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore founded a charity called the Foundation for Moral Law. It came as Moore was involved in a legal dispute over a large Ten Commandments monument he had placed in the state judiciary building. The Washington Post yesterday reported Moore arranged to receive a salary of $180,000 for part-time work at the charity, far more than the group disclosed in annual tax filings. WBHM's Gigi Duban talked with Washington Post investigative reporter Sean Boberg about the story.
Essentially, this charity organized itself around a principle of advocating for Christianity and the promotion of God as a bedrock for government.
And what was Roy Moore's role at this organization?
Roy Moore helped found it. He's identified on the website as a founder, but he was initially just chairman, and so he had a loose affiliation until 2007, when he was brought on as the foundation's president.
And besides the pay, how did he benefit over the years?
So the foundation, starting in 2003, brought in an enormous amount of money through fundraising appeals nationwide. And central to these fundraising appeals was the persona of Roy Moore, who had fought a federal judge's order to remove the Ten Commandments monument. And it was incredibly lucrative for the charity. It brought in, at one time, over $1 million a year. So how did it help Roy Moore? Roy Moore was part and parcel with this message that was delivered to a national audience, and it helped create his profile as someone who was fighting for evangelical Christians and standing up to secular government officials who were trying to impose the separation of church and state.
Now, you report that Moore collected more than $1 million as president of this foundation from 2007 to 2012. And this was after Moore once publicly denied taking a regular salary from this charity. How exactly did this work?
So the board of the charity back in 2007 met, and they decided they wanted to pay Roy Moore a salary. And they did accept some outside guidance from a group of attorneys who they asked to set a regular salary. Some figures came back up to $500,000. When they met, they decided to accept Judge Roy Moore's recommendation, which was $180,000 a year. Tax filings reflect that he was only working 20 hours a week. And so it's fair to say that Roy Moore had a hand in setting his own salary. Over the years, what made this an issue was that the tax filings that the charity is required to file annually that give donors and the IRS a snapshot of its finances, who's benefiting, and how money is being spent, don't show anything close to the $180,000 that the board actually agreed to in 2007. So there's a lot of confusion and dissonance if you look at what was publicly available over the years as to how he was being paid, how much he was being paid, when in fact the salary was set at $180,000 going back to 2007.
And do you think that this was just a matter of not knowing, poor accounting, or was there something a little more intentional here?
Well, if you talk to board members, the charity's board members say that there was very little oversight from their level, that this was essentially a charity run by Roy Moore and his family. When we discussed what was actually on the tax filings that are made public with then Chairman John Bentley, who's a circuit court judge in Alabama, he told us that he spent very little time reviewing these tax filings, and it was a surprise to him that the full $180,000 salary wasn't disclosed to the public. So the question becomes, who was responsible for filling these tax filings out, and what was their intent? And we just don't know. We have gotten answers from the charity on various questions, but one central question that has gone unanswered is why was the $180,000 not disclosed each year? So I'm afraid we don't have a satisfactory answer to that question.
That was Washington Post reporter Sean Boberg speaking with WBHM's Gigi Dubam. A spokesman for the Moore campaign referred WBHM to the charity's former chairman for comment. He was unavailable late Wednesday.